Now, out of that comes the other habits, 4, 5, and 6. They're the habits of our relationships with other people. So habit 4, to think win-win, is just the natural fruit of habits 1, 2, and 3. But in itself is the root to even more fruit in our relationships with others. It'll help produce new things, bonding experiences, the power to influence others to do their own interior work. Then we could call the opposite of that to think win-lose, or to think lose-win, which is a kind of martyrdom step on me again. Everyone else does. I'm no good. See, those attitudes, those approaches are the habits of ineffective people. Probably the more common one, though, is the win-lose, or at least the win. I don't care about whether you win or lose. All I know is I want to win. If there is any contest of wills involved, and if I have a deeply embedded scarcity mentality where I see life as a big contest, as a zero-sum game, as one large piece of pie, and if you get a hunk of it, that means I have less, then I'll tend to go for win-lose. I want my way. I'll look on my kids as being insubordinate and disloyal when they take me on, when they disagree. I look on subordinates in the same way. And then I'll tend to go for win-lose. And if I have enough clout and I have enough of what's called the great jackass theory of human motivation, that is the carrot and the stick, to cause you to jump around like a puppet, then I get my jollies. I get my psychological satisfactions having those kinds of controls on your life. But there's no bonding that takes place. There's nothing that is created that is new that strengthens us both. And then it develops a kind of defensive mentality and an adversarial feeling, even inside marriages, even inside families, and very clearly and obviously inside many, many organizations. And it undermines the emotional bank account, the trust. And when that is shot, then communication is shot. Because communication is primarily a function of trust, not of technique.